to a stable and consistent electricity supply rather than relying on once-off increases announced from time to time. This comes after Minister of Energy Makozo Chikoti announced yesterday that power supply has improved, with some areas now receiving up to 10 hours of electricity per day. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, ZACA Executive Secretary Jova Sakala welcomed the development, but called for clarity and consistency in government's announcements regarding power supply. The nation has seen many conflicting statements on power supply, and Zambians are hopeful that this time the improvements will be more stable, said Mr. Sakala. Mr. Sakala expressed hope that ZESCO and government have conducted sufficient research to sustain the current electricity levels and avoid the disruptions that have been experienced in the past. Mr. Sakala further stressed the need for improved power supply hours to continue beyond the 2026 general elections, noting that stable electricity is essential for business planning, productivity and economic recovery.
These 10 hours of power, which started, I think, maybe a week ago or so, should be sustainable. Sustainable to even cover everything that they want to think about. It should be sustainable, and we should make sure that all areas, we don't want it to be selective. We want to have all areas, especially productive areas like market, industrial area, where people do their business to earn a living. We want it to be constant, and we hope this thing will go beyond years and years.
The Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia has warned government against turning a blind eye to the concerns and pleas of volunteering doctors across the country. Union General Secretary Nelson Mwale says it would be unfortunate for government to allow the situation to worsen to a point where the doctors down tools, saying that many of them are helping to fill in the gap created by the shortage of medical personnel nationwide. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwale stressed that volunteering doctors are serving in departments that are critical to the country's universal health coverage goals. What the Minister of Health must do is begin recruiting these doctors gradually, rather than reminding them that volunteering is optional, said Mr. Mwale. He has since called for constructive dialogue between the Resident Doctors Association and government, adding that the matter has a direct impact on the country's health system.
To ensure that the Minister of Health does the needful by recruiting them bit by bit. They can even be getting maybe 100 or 200 per year. Eventually they will manage to recruit a number of them. We are in a crisis. As a result, we are in a situation where a number of them are actually exiting the nation, getting into greener pasture. UK, the US, Australia, even within Africa, they are going. And yet we have a crisis of medical staff at the level of doctors in a number of hospitals. So we are calling upon the government to ensure that these people are retained. How do we retain them? By employing them, because a number of them have worked on a voluntary basis for a very, very long time.
Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda has expressed concern over the reintroduction of the Cash for Work program, noting that government has not yet finished paying off farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, in the last crop marketing season. Mr. Banda questioned government's priorities, arguing that it is illogical to introduce what he described as a consumptive program when farmers are still owed significant amounts of money. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda said the decision raises doubts about government's motives, especially when farmers are struggling to access payments crucial for their operations. Such moves by government are unfortunate, as they show where their priorities truly lie, said Mr. Banda. He emphasized the need for government to clear out all outstanding balances owed to farmers, noting that the continued delay in payments is negatively affecting their preparations for the next farming season. Mr. Banda further warned that the situation threatens national food security, arguing that the Cash for Work program will not contribute to long-term development.
Who does that? You know, it's like the farmers are the ones who are financing government now. I think farmers, you know, deserve to be paid without much further delay. Whatever the minister the Minister of Finance, they just need to do all they can to make sure that farmers are paid. I mean, you know, the grain is there, the farmers supplied, and these farmers want to buy fertilizer, they want to buy seeds, they want to meet some of their obligations. And 6 months down the road, we can't keep our farmers just, you know, as beggars.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has destroyed assorted non-compliant products seized during enforcement activities in the first, second, third, and fourth quarters of 2025, valued at 520,357,000 kwacha. ZICSA destroyed the products in Lusaka on Wednesday afternoon, in line with the provisions of the Compulsory Standards Act No. 3 of 2017, which provides for, among other measures, destruction of non-compliant products to protect consumers and the environment. ZICSA Manager Communications and Public Relations, Brian Hatioka, says some products were expired, banned, unregistered, substandard and poorly packaged, while others were illegally supplied on the market, thereby posing risks to public safety and health. The products included shoe polish, male latex condoms, clear beer, fruit-flavored drinks, portable spirits, crude vegetable oil, peanut butter, biscuits, packaged drinking water, and used underwear, among others, said Mr. Hatioka in a statement issued to RSF News in Lusaka today. Mr. Hatioka said that ZICSA seized the products during routine enforcement activities in the Rufunsa, Kamwala Trading Area, Makeni, Chaisa, Chinika Industrial Area, Soweto and PHI Area for not meeting the minimum requirements for them to be supplied on the Zambian market. He urged manufacturers to ensure that they meet the requirements of the prescribed compulsory standards relating to their products before such products are introduced onto the market to prevent the risk of injury or harm to consumers or the environment. Mr. Hatioka said that the agency will continue conducting enforcement and public education activities in a bid to ensure that only safe products are supplied on the market and consumers are protected.
It is a requirement for any producer or importer of products which are covered by compulsory standards to get approval or authority from ZCSA before the products are supplied on the market. Manufacturers must ensure that they meet the requirements of the prescribed mandatory standards related to their products before such products are introduced on the Zambian market to prevent the risk of injury or harm to consumers or the environment. The agency will continue conducting enforcement and public education activities in a bid to ensure that only safe products are supplied.
In foreign news, at least 22 people were killed overnight when two four-story residential buildings collapsed in the Moroccan city of Fez. Officials said on Wednesday the second fatal building collapse in the city this year. The homes, which housed eight families, crumbled without warning late on Tuesday night. 16 survivors were pulled from the rubble and transported to a nearby hospital for treatment, according to Morocco's state news agency. Search and rescue teams continued working through the morning as authorities evacuated the surrounding neighborhoods. Coming up shortly, more than 30 dead after Myanmar military airstrike hits hospital. This and more, stay tuned.
The first case of HIV in Zambia was reported in 1984, and since then, HIV has continued to spread in the country. And today, Zambia is amongst the countries hardest hit by the HIV and AIDS pandemic. HIV and AIDS shortens life, spoils plans, destroys families, kills adults, young people, as well as babies. About 15.6% of Zambians aged between 15 and 49 are infected with HIV. Plan for your future. Avoid HIV infection.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global name.
And now for the rest of the news. At least 34 people have died and dozens more are injured after airstrikes from Myanmar's military hit a hospital in the country's west on Wednesday night, according to ground sources. The hospital is located in Mruak U Town in Rakhine State, an area controlled by the Arakan Army, one of the strongest ethnic armies fighting the country's military regime. Thousands have died and millions have been displaced since the military seized power in a coup in 2021 and triggered a civil war.
Sports Update.
Polo Polo Boys head coach